right there. Okay, let's try. Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
Pretty good. No, it's like a protest tune, man.
Yeah, I dig that, man.
Yeah.
But you know, while you were singing that, I wrote another tune, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like the same thing, only different, you know? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's like a little more rock and roll than
that. All right,
that,
we'll
know?
Get down.
It's something like this here.
And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold's on assignment this week, and the Mug is on this assignment this week. But I do have a special guest coming on in later on. The song you heard was, of course, Cheech and Chong, Mexican Americans. And I think that's pretty apt for the way the Mug's been treating me the past few weeks and with the debate, the whole Donald Trump wall thing. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Eric, how was your week, man?
Mostly okay.
Mostly okay. Yeah, that's good, man. So what? Anything special? Just work?
Yeah. And having to deal with the fact I don't have a desktop at the moment.
Yeah. Wyland says, if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to your favorite Twitch streamer for free every 30 days. Maybe I should start a Twitch and then everybody can subscribe to RP Grinders Twitch. I don't know what, we would get out of that, but whatever. That's cool, Wyland. That's really cool. Dungeon Buster's also in chat. Welcome, gents. Looks like it's going to be a fairly short show today, because it's just me and Eric, unless Mug shows up. I'm hoping he does. Maybe he just forgot it was showtime. But why don't we get started with the news, Eric, and we'll have some fun with our guests later on. Not even Eric knows who the guest is, so it's going to be fun. So we'll have that guest for a few minutes anyways. All right, first story comes to us from Gamatsu. Jotun Studio announces hand-drawn Metroidvania Sundered for PS4 and PC. Thunder Lotus Games said it will be here in 2017. The game puts players in the role of Esh, a wanderer in a ruined world trapped in a series of ever-changing procedural caverns, teeming with eldritch horrors. You'll harness the power of corrupted relics to defeat gigantic bosses as you proceed towards one of the game's multiple endings. And then it gives us an about and a trailer, which does look good. I have to say, Eric, it looks pretty. It looks pretty.
I haven't played Jotun yet. Oh, you can get it on the Wii U.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have money, you can get a lot of things, man. But it looks real pretty. I'm down for it. Eric, do you have your next story?
Yes. As soon as it loads. Okay, there we go. cute talking animals meet survival horror in Animal Village.
I'm down for that.
And it just closed on me for whatever reason.
All right, I'll read it. It takes players to a village of cute talking animals, but within a pit in the center of town, something goes very wrong. Players must explore its dark passages, facing down what they find within. Players will be expected to explore the bloody halls and rooms, speaking to the strange people they meet along the way. They will have access to a gun should things get dangerous within, although bullets are limited. The players also warned, don't talk to the bird-headed man, don't acknowledge him, and don't trust him. Wow. So that looks like a cool game. What would you consider this game? Like, what type of game? Like, Book of Shadows, maybe? Something along those lines, Eric?
Yeah. No, more like the original Corpse Party.
Corpse Party, that's the game that I'm thinking. Corpse Party. Yeah, the original one. Do you have your next story up, or should I just go ahead and do all the news, man?
Do all the news, because this computer is just having problems.
All right. Next story comes to us from Siliconera. Tales of the Elements FC infuses hip-hop into a four-player action RPG. Tales of the Elements FC uses the history of hip-hop as the lore of the game's world, known as Polyphony. There will also be optional hip-hop-themed musical mechanics, although the developer has not gone into detail about what these entail. The game will feature top-down combat, where up to four players can work together to cut down their enemies. Some light puzzle elements have also been added to create variety in play. Game's music will be a blend of traditional RPG fantasy music and hip-hop developed by artist Megaran, K. Murdoch, and Last Benevolence. Game will also come with a free copy of the Tales of Elements FC album, which can be sampled now on Bandcamp. So, it'll be released in late 2016, raising votes on Greenlight for a Steam release. So that, I mean, it should happen. It looks pretty, and it's got
a nice... I can read the next one, by the way.
Okay, cool.
It's got a nice... finally stopped screwing up.
Right on. It's got a nice little premise to it. I'm down. I like hip hop, so this'll work. This'll work for me, Eric. All right, Eric. What next story, please?
Next story is from Silly String Era. It says Dead End Junction explores the treatment of Native Americans and the Old West. Connect visual novel Dead End Junction uses its fictional Wild West setting to delve into various themes from the treatment of Native Americans during the Old West, represented by the Fro, to life in the aftermath of the Civil War, represented by the Border War.
All right. That's
interesting. It's using a comic book style bubble speech for its dialogue, which is interesting.
That is interesting. Also, you know, I always wondered why there never has been like a game like this, but an RPG setting where you can either play as, you know, Mexicans or Indians or I don't even know if they're soldiers or what you would consider the Americans at the time, but that tells a little bit about the true history of what really went down. But it'd be really nice. I'd like to see that happen. I always like different ideas like this, so that's a plus. All right, Eric.
It says that you can get the game now on Steam, so go ahead and buy it.
There you go.
Maybe I'll look into it later.
Yeah, you're a big fan of those novels, Eric, so that'd be a good one for you to get. All right, next story comes to us from Siliconera. New Danganronpa. I like saying dang. I don't know why. I like that word dang. Danganronpa V3 to release in Japan on January 12th, 2017 on PS4 and the Vita. So additionally, the game is getting a limited edition version, which includes a copy of the game, or as they spell the HTE, 2017 calendar, a new Monokuma strap, soundtrack and cast comment CD, original custom theme download, and an original anime called Super Danganronpa 2.5 Nagito Komeeda and the World Destroyer. So, there you go. Whether or not we will see it here, to be determined. So,
The game, if the game will come, but I don't know if all that other stuff will.
Yeah.
But, I'm pretty sure the game will, because the last three have.
Yeah. Well, maybe. They must be selling decent here. So, All right, Eric, do you have the next story up by chance?
Yeah. This is also for Silly String Era. Like Grand Legacies, combat draws inspiration from Shadow Hearts and Fire Emblem. Turn-based combat of JRPG, Le Grand Legacy requires players to have the right weapon, element, and timing if they want to live long enough. Plant land plagued by destruction and sorrow. It says use of weapon triangle, similar to that of Fire Emblem, where slash beats pierce, pierce beats impact, and impact beats slash. Choosing the right weapon and knowing your enemy's elemental weaknesses, players will also have to hit the attack button just at just the right time. So that's a little bit like Shadow Hearts.
Yeah. This game looks real pretty, Eric. I'm looking at it now, and I like the art style, the direction of it. It's looking good. I hope it gets a release on a console, because this is something that I would
play. You can vote for it on Steam Greenlight right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I would vote for it if I play PC games.
And like some of the creatures in here look like they came straight out of Shadow Hearts.
Yeah, I could see that too. Shadow Hearts is kind of an underrated series. I like that Shadow Hearts game. Good PS2 love for sure. Holy shit, I'm going to go to the next story and I got two of them up. All right, next story.
The Path to Become.
Holy shit.
Yeah, exactly. I hate rollover ads like that. Lost Odyssey and Guange added to Guange added to Xbox One backward compatibility. That's actually good news. So it looks like Toy Story 3 for the Xbox 360. What a weird combination of games.
It might be Guange because those are three syllables.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I would say
it. But I don't know how to pronounce it. Or Guange. But I think I've only heard it pronounced that way, so I'm going by what I've heard.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story. Eric, next story.
Next story is Seek a Mysterious Instrument in Gothic Yuri visual novel White Violin. Gothic Yuri visual novel White Violin starts Luna, a young woman who leads her heads to a strange musical academy in an old castle. Once there, she must try to make sense of the people she meets there, as well as find the answers about the white violin, a ghostly instrument that will only resonate with certain individuals.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
It looks like it's Western developed.
Yeah. Looks good. Looks all right.
It says created by the developers of Vision of Aurora Borealis. So if that means anything to listeners, you might want to check this out.
Yeah.
So it promises 10 different endings to the horror storyline across 7 to 10 hours of play. Not bad for a visual novel. I mean, it's not super long like some of them are, but
yeah,
it's a pretty good length.
No, that's all right. That seems okay. All right, let's move on to the last story, and then I'm going to work on...
Oh, wait, it says there's a demo you can get for the game, which is available through the Kickstarter. Or you can get it on itch.io if you don't want to go to the Kickstarter page.
Yeah. Get it, Dungeon Buster, and tell us how it plays, man. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Last story comes to us from – and I'm going to be working on getting our guest on as well here. Mega Tag – or this story comes to us from Gamatsu. Eric, do you have this story up so you can read it while I work
on it? I read the PR release, so I can just tell people.
All
right. Mega Tag Dimension Blah and Neptune vs. Zombies is coming out for Steam, and the release date is October 3rd.
Okay, cool. I think I've secured my special.
So that's Tuesday.
Yeah, all right. So, Tuesday, Mega how do you say the Tag Mansion? Mega Tag Mansion?
Mega Tag Mansion Blah.
Yeah.
And Neptune vs. Zombies.
Yeah. All right.
I have a code for, but I can't play it because PC did.
You need a better PC. All right.
If it was a vision level, it'd be a different story because then at least I could play it on my desktop.
Yeah.
Although I've got like Steins Gate on there that I need to look at for a little bit because that game takes 13 gigs. Because all of its assets are in HD, which means that there's a lot of room being taken up just for that.
Yeah. All right. That's the news for today, guys. Eric, do we have any homie discounts?
There's a PSN flash sale, I think, going on for Ubisoft games.
Ah, gotcha. All right.
Which includes Child of Light, so there's your RPG connection.
Yeah, there you go. There's no Twitter questions this week.
Or if you count Beyond Good and Evil HD, that counts too. Because it's a Zelda-like game.
Yeah, that's cool. No Twitter questions this week because Breakman's on assignment. But I do have a special guest this week. I tried to get Ice-T on the show. That didn't work out. But I got, like, something better. C2 is making her podcast debut on International Podcast Day today. And she's got a few questions for us, Eric. So, C2, why don't you say hi
to her? See, I thought you were lying to me and you had someone else.
No, I'm not lying. C2's here. Say hi, C2.
Hi.
Hi.
So, C2, you have a few questions for us. So, what is your first question for me and Eric?
What is your favorite movie?
Favorite movie?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm going to have to say, as far as animation goes, now I can't remember the name of the movie now. It was a Miyazaki film. I think it starts with an S.
Not Mononoke, right?
No. Oh yeah, Spirited Away. That's why.
Oh, Spirited Away.
I had a brain fart. Sorry.
Do you remember seeing Spirited Away, C2? Do you remember seeing that movie? Yeah. Did you like it?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought Howl's Moving Castle was a little bit better.
Yeah, Howl's Moving Castle is a good movie too. I haven't seen that one.
I nearly forgot about that one too.
Yeah. All right, C2.
I've only watched them so many times, so it's kind of hard to remember.
What's your favorite movie, C2?
I actually have two.
Okay.
It's Killer Clowns from Outer Space and Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah. Those are good ones. If Weiland's in chat, he can appreciate that. Killer Clowns from Outer Space and Return of the Living Dead. Two great movies. I like both of those movies. Okay, what's your second question, C2?
What's your favorite superhero?
Ooh, favorite superhero, Eric.
I'd probably have to go with Iron Man. I don't like his personality, but I like his ability to make things.
Yeah, yeah. What's yours, C2?
Mine would be Thor and Spider-Man. My top is Spider-Man because I actually am wearing it right now.
Yeah, you're wearing a Spider-Man shirt right now. And yeah, her favorites are Thor and Spider-Man for sure. Okay, one more question, C2, and then we got to move on.
Favorite song.
What's your favorite song, Eric? Do you have a favorite song?
Probably one of the many tracks from the Dragon Quest VIII OST.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. I like that quite a bit. But my favorite song is this. What have you got to lose? We got
nothing to lose, so baby, let's go. Why did you do that?
What? It's
I think you planned on Mug not being here, so you
look,
can do this.
she asked me a very legitimate question, and I'm giving you a very legitimate answer, Eric, okay? We got nothing to lose, so baby, let's go for it. All right, C2, what's your favorite?
My favorite song is DJ Snake.
Oh, this one. Some people want me to be heads. Why do you like that song, C2?
At Las Vegas, it just reminds me as Las Vegas. And that's my favorite place to go.
Yeah, see, what's funny is, like, when C2 first heard this song, we were in Las Vegas, and that was kind of when this song was, like, catching fire. So, Weiland says, no! I don't know why you said no. Oh, because of my favorite song, which is, of course, this. Do you like that song, C2? Do you like that song?
Absolutely not.
So even she doesn't like it, man.
Yeah, no, she's not a big fan of my favorite song.
I like pop.
You like what?
Pop.
Pop, yeah.
The genre.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says he thinks I found my new Rickroll. Yeah, I think I did, man. That song's, man, It's something else for sure. But if anybody was keeping tabs, my real favorite song is Metallica, Creeping Death.
So. Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
That's my second favorite.
All right, C2, you want to say anything before you go on and go play or do whatever you do?
Peace out.
Peace out, C2 says. All right, that was C2. Thanks, C2. I appreciate you being on. She's been wanting to come on for a long time. I've been promising her for a while. I've had
seen. I think it's amazing that it's still Killer Clowns from Space.
Yeah, Killer Clowns from Outer Space and Return of the Living Dead.
I heard that.
Yes, you did. Get out of here. Go on. But yeah, she really does like Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
It's not Return of the Living Dead though.
And Return of the, well, she likes that movie too. But
I have posters on there.
Get out of here. Oh, man.
Oh, I thought though I heard that was because you liar.
All right, Eric. So what have you been playing this week, man?
Instead of playing Review Coda, I probably should be. I want to get rid of the addiction that's Dragon Quest VII. It's consumed my life for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
Dragon Quest. Hopefully we'll do that this weekend.
Yeah, Dragon Quest VII is good. I've been playing a little bit of that. I haven't even gotten to the
actual... Also, been watching Stranger Things.
Yeah. Ooh, man. We'll talk a little more about that when we get to your review of it. I know Brake did his review, but I think we'll get into that when we get to the reviews, Eric. I played Dragon Quest VII as well, Eric.
If you want, I can review the YouTube app off on the PS4.
Well, whatever you want, man, when we get there. But, yeah, a little bit of MPQ, but Dragon Quest VII, man, it's everything it's cracked up to be and more, man. It's good. It's
really good. You should be thankful you never played the PS1 version. It's not bad, but the localization is dry as hell and terrible.
I'm fairly certain, I think we went over this, Eric, I think I did play the PS1 version of that game.
Do you play all of it though?
No. That's one game I didn't play all of it. But
for the record, I'm on what was disc 2 of the original game.
Yeah,
and that's like the last 10 or 15 hours of the game, and I'm only clocked in just under 80 hours, so it cuts out a lot of fat.
Yeah. Wyland says he needs to take a picture of his Force Friday haul. Yeah, dude, take a picture.
Is it more KI stuff?
No, it's probably Star Wars stuff.
Oh, that's why it's called Force Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Dragon Quest VII is probably going to be consuming my life just like MPQ. I'm making progress on MPQ. I don't understand how so many people are so powerful in that game, man. I think they have...
Is it multiplayer?
Well, you can play against, like, people's teams. Like, there's seasons, and you play against their teams to get more, you know, just to upgrade your characters and stuff. But they're, goddamn, they're fucking, they're really hard. And I don't know how so many players are that high a level. I think they just have a lot more money than I do. Either that, they got Corey Feldman millions, man. I can't stand it anymore, man. I can't even stand it anymore to do it for myself, man. That stupid song. But yeah, it's hard to play against people in Marvel Puzzle Quest unless you have a lot of money, I guess. I don't know. But all right, Eric, let's move on.
Marvel Puzzle Quest tournaments.
Yeah, that actually would be pretty cool if they balanced it. So, you know. All right, Eric, what is your stinko of the week?
Not having a desktop.
Yeah. No, that sucks, man.
Oh, and I had to deal with the fact that the reason – I found out why I couldn't download stuff on my PSN account. Yeah. And apparently the Vita memory cards – this is how badly Sony screwed up the Vita. Yeah. The Vita memory cards have a tendency to corrupt. But, like, it won't actually tell you what's wrong. It gives you an error code. And I'm only assuming that it's corrupt because doing the solution, I figured, kind of, like, wipes the memory card. And that means you have to lose all your games and your save data, and you have to re-download them all. And unless you have PS Plus and you had backed up your saves beforehand onto the cloud, mm-hmm. You got to start over from scratch. Thankfully, most of the games I was playing at the time were backed up.
Well, that's
and good, I need to clear that stuff off anyways because I got a whole bunch of stuff I have to review eventually.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any room for most of it.
Yeah, you gotta do those review games, man. Get those out of the way. That's the one thing about being a game reviewer, man, is how many games you have to review and deadlines, you know? So, I don't know.
Well, I don't have deadlines because I'm a freelancer. What I do is I just do a review and then I find someone to publish it.
Yeah. Wyland says he's got a 12-inch Rebels version of Vader. What else? He passed up a 20-inch Death Trooper.
Although I do have a deadline for a game that I did get code for.
Yeah.
Because I am writing for someone else.
Yeah, that type of stuff can take a lot of money, Wyland. Yeah. But some cool shit, for sure. Give me a pick when you get it, Wyland, and I'll put it up on the screen there. All right. I don't know what happened to Mug, but apparently he's sick.
That's another stinko. Yeah. Mug's not here.
Yeah, Mug's not here. That is a stinko. He put down duct tape, so we're going to have to ask him
what next. Isn't a stinko, though, is that there's no harmonica.
Oh, God, that's a sweeto, man, that for sure, but whatever.
Another stinko is listening to your favorite song, though.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, man. What? You got to give that dude credit, man. He really knows how to put a song together, man. You know? So I don't know what you're complaining about, Eric. I mean, it's perfect. It's a perfect song. Listen. Just listen. Watch. Wait. If it ever starts.
No.
What?
Don't even do that.
I like that beginning, that little, you know. And then, like, he's dancing. He's doing all these dance moves. You got to watch the video if you haven't seen it. It's pretty
I'll
pretty
say funny. At least he's not Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, God. Shia LaBeouf. All right, and then Mug put down duct tape. I don't know why he put that down.
That was from last week, though, it sounds like.
No, I think it was from this week, man.
This week?
Yeah.
Maybe duct tape's the reason he can't do the show.
Possibly. Maybe his duct tape didn't hold his computer together, I guess.
Or someone's captured him and used the duct tape to tie him up.
You know what what a good use of duct tape would be, Eric? Would be to put on Donald Trump's mouth. My stink of the week goes to the presidential debate and specifically Donald Trump.
Can we just put him in a box and ship him to Abu Dhabi?
Oh, like God, does? I wish, man. That would be ideal for sure, man. I don't know if anybody even cares or listened to the presidential debate, but I tweeted that I think it should be called the presidential debacle after what happened last week. Like, I'm not a fan of Hillary Clinton.
There's a track in one of the Castlevania DS games called A Nation of Fools.
Yeah.
Actually, it might have been the GBA game.
Yeah.
But I think that sums up America, which I think is actually referencing.
Yeah, it's a possibility, man. But I don't know, man. I watched the debate, and it was clear, at least in my mind, like, I don't like either candidate. I think they're both pieces of shit. I happen to think that Donald Trump is a way worse piece of shit than Hillary Clinton. But, man, she could not get a word in edgewise. And you could see his, like, temper flaring during the debate. And anybody who wants to vote for somebody that has that type of temper is out of their mind, because I was just thinking of, like, diplomacy. Like,
I saw one too many Trump picket sign or post-it signs or whatever you see in the lawns.
Yeah.
On my way to Madison, I was like, why are there so many Trump signs?
Because they're sheep, man. I mean, they're part of the Republican Party, and that's part of the problem with the two parties.
Oh, no, one thing I thought was funny is that a Trump sign house was right next to a Hillary house.
Yeah.
I saw another one that says, they both suck. The U.S. is doomed.
Yeah. Well, that's more like it. But I go back and forth on who we're more doomed with, and every time I always come up with the conclusion that it's Donald Trump. Like you know, Eric, that there are still laws in place going back to World War II where we can have internment camps in the United States. And I can't help but think if that hasn't entered Donald Trump's mind at some point, if he becomes president of the United States, whether it's Mexicans or Muslims or whatever else pisses him off, like he's got a temper, and I can't imagine him going to a country to, you know, broker a deal or, you know, like have to be a delegate and basically smooth things over. He wouldn't be able to do it. I was talking with Wifix.
I saw somebody on Twitter post a picture of Mogo from X-Men with his face on it. I think he was that. He was like that alien that's like a short little thing, and he like hovers around.
He
pretty much just a head.
MODOK.
MODOK. That's what it was.
Yeah. It's either that or, man, you could think leader would be another one, but they should call him unleader. I think the guy is just off of his rocker, man. He was totally unprepared for that debate. Like, technically, he won the first third of the debate because he brought up a couple of things like NAFTA and some other stuff, but and kind of had Hillary kind of on the defensive. But the last two thirds, you could clearly tell that. You know,
all I know is I wasn't interested in presidential debates after I had watched the McCain and Obama one. That was the worst thing I ever saw.
Well, you didn't see this one, Eric. This was the worst presidential debate I've ever seen. Like it was just god awful. Like Hillary would be speaking on her 2 minutes, and he'd interrupt and say she was wrong and, you know, all these things while she was speaking, and he clearly was outclassed. Like, there was no question about it. Like, there was a moment where he was trying to dog Hillary and say that, you know, he was, where were you when I was on the campaign trail, and, you know, you were at home, and after he got done, you know, letting out all his hot hair, Hillary just basically said, yeah, I was at home preparing for this debate, and I'm prepared to be the president of the United States. So it was kind of like a drop the mic moment. Like, if the debate had ended there, it would have been very, very clear that Hillary won that debate. And it showed in the polls. She won every single poll except for the, of course, the right-wing magazine polls, and even some of those had Hillary well ahead. Dungeon Buster says he didn't want to watch the debate, but his curiosity won out. It was pretty terrible for Trump. It was definitely terrible. Like I said, Dungeon Buster, the first third, I felt they were maybe Donald Trump like had won the debate. I still thought he was an idiot. But I could tell, like, the first third, if they had just ended at the first third, you know, there would have been a good debate on who won that debate. Let's just put it that way. But the last two thirds, it was really clear. Like, Trump is outclassed.
Wait, did this really happen? I'm reading a tweet about, I guess it's Trump. It says, a man who could possibly become president was up in the middle of the night hate tweeting about non-existent sex tape to defend fat shaming.
Yes, at 3 a.m. That's – yeah. He was –
holy shit. Why would anybody want to vote for this idiot?
Well, that's a good question. I saw a video on Young Turks today about how he's on multiple occasions called for somebody to kill Hillary Clinton. I don't know if you remember that, Eric, but he basically said maybe the Second Amendment people will have something to say about Donald – or Hillary Clinton, which I think is atrocious, and I think he should be, you know – at least warned for his behavior in that regard. Like, I don't know how he's getting away with
something. Oh, I do have a homie discount that I just discovered. Oh, apparently, you can buy Forza Horizon 3 Standard Edition via Target. Mm. It's not a digital code, but it's $20.
That's not bad. That's a good deal. All right, Eric, let's move on to our Sweetos of the Week. What is your Sweeto, or do you have one?
I don't have one. other than all the stuff I can get to play now.
Yeah. Mine is that I won the bet with Breakman. The Broncos beat the Bengals. So probably next week there will be no GDP, which I'm I'm perfectly okay with. I will plan to do a GDP at some point, I promise. You know, I know people have been asking. People want me to do it, and you know, I'm willing to do it. I just got to find the right timing and you know, stuff like that. But yeah, so I won the bet, so we'll be seeing Breakman in a makeshift Von Miller jersey so very soon. So Dungeon Buster says we need Jack Bauer, I mean President Kirkman. Yeah, definitely Dungeon Buster. That would be a lot better than what we got going now. But I can't imagine life with Trump. I just can't imagine life with Trump as president. Like
it'd be interesting to see if somebody makes a TV show based on that concept once he fails.
I find it interesting that he's so anti-immigrant, and yet his fucking wife, Melania, is a fucking immigrant. Like, I don't get it. Like, I mean, as long as it pleases him, I guess it's okay. But if it's, you know, other people's families like mine and, you know, a Muslim's family and whoever else's family, I guess it's not okay. So it's just double standard to me. By the way, I thought Hillary did a good job of basically laying out what everybody already knows about why he won't release his tax information. It's because either A, he's broke, B, he's not charitable, or C, he's broken a lot of laws and not paid taxes, or D, all the above. And I think it's all the above, but whatever. All right, Eric, reviews. You have a review. Last week, Breakman did a review of Stranger Things. You had a chance to see Stranger Things. So what'd you think, man?
I thought it was a pretty interesting series. I mean, it was only episodes long, so that's like enough for an entire storyline, but I want to see more.
Yeah, I agree, Eric. Eight episodes, really short. But I was telling you off air, the reason that they did that is because they didn't have –
yeah, a lot Netflix is being difficult, I guess.
Well, no, they weren't being difficult. This happens to all the networks, Eric. Basically, if you're unsure of something, which Stranger Things, like, who would have guessed that it would have been as good as it was, right? Like, when I first heard of Stranger Things, I was like, eh. But then I started watching it, and I really liked it. And obviously, by word of mouth, it caught fire, and it's doing really well. But... So eight episodes, but they were really, really good, man. Really good. It
definitely was heavily inspired by both Twin Peaks and Silent Hill. Silent Hill, especially with the way that the upside down works. Yeah. That's what they call it in the show anyway.
Yeah.
They don't have a real name for that realm yet.
Holy shit. I'm looking at Dungeon Buster's link here. He said it's not a show, but the Boston Globe actually made a mock front page on a Trump presidency, and it's the Boston Globe, and it says deportations to begin. President Trump calls for tripling of ICE force. Riots continue. Markets sink as trade war looms. Curfews extended in multiple cities. Trump deport illegals so fast your head will spin. U.S. soldiers refuse orders to kill ISIS families, which that – he's already said that he would do that. Blank glitch halts border wall work. Trump on Nobel Prize shortlist. Oh, my God. That's awful. New libel law targets absolute scum in press. Oh, my goodness. And then some other stuff here. But that's really interesting. Wow. So obviously the Boston Globe is supporting a Hillary presidency, but that's really cool. Hey, look, Beavis is in chat. I knew.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Where's Butthead, Beavis? So there you go. Deportations to begin. That's the biggest perplexing thing to me about the way Donald Trump views the world. Immigration is like something close to my heart. My dad came from Mexico the hard way, you know, and worked his way up and became a citizen, et cetera, et cetera. But I can't fathom deporting the illegals in this country. It just doesn't make any sense. I have a feeling the economy would take a sharp downfall. You know, one person that they should deport.
You can't just all give them green cards either, because then we'd be out of money.
Why wouldn't we? Why couldn't we? We could easily do that, Eric. You know, I know one person who should be deported. This guy.
No, I think you can't do that, because then people will take advantage of it. That's why.
Well, no, they won't take advantage, Eric. They'll still pay taxes regardless of whether they pay federal taxes or not. They got to buy things from the stores, right? So there's a good sales tax, unless you live in a state that doesn't have sales tax, and then we can have a conversation about it. But
then again, yeah. I don't know why anybody would want to come to the U.S. at this point in time.
Yeah, you know what? South Park actually did a really good job of it with the new latest episode. And it was kind of funny, man. Like, it makes you wonder, at one point do people not want to come here? You know what I mean? I mean, Mexico is a different story, because Mexico kind of sucks. There are certain good parts of Mexico, but for the most part, they've been raped and pillaged by every other country in the world. So, you know, it's hard to get an economy started when the United States owns, like, last estimate I saw was like 90% of the silver mines in your country. It's like oil in other countries. Like, the United States owns oil fields in many countries and does business with Saudi Arabia, and just follow the money. You know what I mean? That's all that matters to politicians and stuff like that. So just ask Trump. I mean, that's all he cares about. And by the way, he had all but admitted in that debate to not paying federal taxes, which is I can't think of a worse piece of shit than that.
I don't like taxes, but I understand why they exist, so that's why I pay them.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says, I like the part that made Kid Rock an ambassador. Yeah, that's even better. I mean, of course. This is a guy that still fucking rolls with the Confederate flag in his concerts. I've seen Kid Rock in concert twice, and he's an outstanding performer, but I don't think he's a great human being at all. So anyways, Eric, what do you give in Stranger Things, man?
I'm going to give it – right now I'm going to give it a 8.5.
8.5 out of – yeah, that's sounds about right. I gave it a 10 because I think you can't get much better than that. I don't have any
– I only gave it that as a tentative score. I want to see more, like an actual whole season.
I don't think you should dock points for that, Eric, to be honest with you, man. But I agree with you, man. Like, I do want to see more for sure. All right. So let's – you know what? We're going to run through all these free-for-alls so we can get rid of them all, Eric. I think this is a good week to do it since we're under time now. First one we have on the docket here is stupid video game or RPG or JRPG logic or tropes. What do you mean by this, Eric? What do you hate to see in video games?
Like what are the tropes that annoy you about, like, certain JRPGs?
Well, the amnesia thing is always one that is prevalent in a lot of games that I think we should I think developers need to start thinking of a different trope. You know, the amnesiac, the spiky-haired, long-sworded
characters. They don't really do spiky-haired anymore.
Yeah, but for a long time – I mean, you'll still see references to that. You'll still see
them. They still do Chosen One stuff.
Yeah. I want to see less – I want to see more creative weapons. I think we can do better there. Like, I'm tired of seeing the standard guns,
Sword Art Online's Kirito. He apparent. This is why the plot sucks, because at one point, there was this NPC character that became a part of his virtual family, and she was being erased out of the game, and he found a way to hack into the game, even though he wasn't a programmer, in real time, managed to figure out where in the code her code was so that he could make it her into an item and save it somewhere so that she could survive somehow later. Mm-hmm. Which is entirely bullshit. It's the worst Deus Ex Machina show ever.
So what other things do you not like in video games, Eric? Like just.
But I mean I do like the idea of a hero that can just totally win at everything when it's done like One Punch Man, which I'll be doing a review for probably next week because I think the last episode's Sunday before they move on to JoJo's Bizarre Adventures, which I'm also looking forward to.
Yeah. Hey, Weiland, can you
where the entire concept of that show is basically he's so powerful he's actually become bored.
Yeah. Weiland, can you link me your Twitter so I can look at your haul, what you got on Force Friday. Some other things that I'm like, I think it took a long time for, I think they eventually fixed it, but Resident Evil games like they're, you know, like not being able to like move while you shoot and stuff like
that. That's not really a trope though. That's like a weird theme.
Yeah. I know. Like weird game mechanics, tropes, different things. We're just kind of shooting the shit here.
Well, to be fair, moving while shooting is probably unadvisable anyway.
Yeah. butthead, pull my finger. Yeah. All right. Consider your finger pulled, Beavis. Damn it, Beavis, shut up. All right, let's move on, Eric, to marijuana laws, the loosening of strictures on scientific and medical research. I'm passionate about this as well. I also want to talk about something else later that I just remembered, but what are your thoughts on marijuana laws, Eric?
Stupid.
Yeah. You were saying about marijuana laws, Eric.
Yeah. Like the one in – I'm hearing an echo.
Are you? All right. I'll hang up on you, Eric. I'll call you right back, dude. I don't know what the hell's going on with the audio. But,
so Beavis thoughts and he ruins
– Yeah. Beavis is doing something all right. That's for sure. Let me call Eric back. We'll get him back on the line here. Hey, Eric. What were you saying about Beavis?
Okay. I'm still hearing it.
You're still hearing it? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, dude. Let me hang up on you one more time, and I'll try it again here. Hey, Butthead, he broke his pipe. Yeah, there you go. Dungeon Buster left chat. Probably with the shitty show that we have. Probably. Eric, where are you at? There you are, Eric. You still hear
everything?
All right, better. Cool. So, yeah, marijuana laws, Eric.
Yeah, the marijuana law in my state that we had like a year ago, it was tied to a revision that stated that not only was were 10 companies who were pushing for it so that they can have a monopoly, but there was another law that was against it, but it would apparently annul future future what do they call these when the public gets involved in voting for something? It basically it would have prevented anybody from voting on the issue again.
Oh, you're talking
about – for
like
a certain number of years.
They put an emergency – there was another drug I can't remember. It's from China that the – DEA immediately wanted to put on their emergency Schedule 1 list, but that prevents people from doing it. But there's something similar with marijuana laws, man. It's really weird because even in the state of Colorado, you can't study it here because of it's still on the Schedule 1 deal. Hey, Weiland, if you're listening, can you send me a link to your haul? Oh, you did already. Okay, there you go. I kind of wanted to see what what you had there. But yeah, even in Colorado, you can't test for it, which is ridiculous. Holy shit, I'm looking at Weiland's Hall, man, and it's pretty awesome. Hang on. Get in here. It looks pretty cool, man. You got the Vader pop figures. You got the... Damn. Holy shit, dude. Congratulations on that. That's pretty awesome, man. But yeah, I don't know why it's so hard to get research done on it. Like, even if it's on the Schedule 1, like, the government should allow research to at least research it. I mean, what if they... Like, in some weird world, what if they find a cure for cancer? A cure for cancer on with marijuana. Like, that's the thing that bothers me. MXT says, anybody watching Dragon Ball Super? Are you watching Dragon Ball Super, Eric?
The only way I can, because there's no legal way to watch it.
Oh, all right.
Because Funimation still will do anything because Toei's being jerky.
Yeah.
Because they're waiting for that perfect TV broadcast deal to happen.
Yeah.
And that probably won't happen until Kai's done its run on Toonami.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on marijuana laws? I think everybody kind of knows where we stand on that, Eric. I think it's dumb. I think anytime you can do research on something that could be helpful, you should be allowed to do it. But it's always about politics and money, and Big Pharma's obviously involved in that shit. And I don't know. There are certain things about Big Pharma I like and certain things that I don't like. And this is definitely one that I don't like is lobbying against shit like this. Welcome back, Dungeon Buster. I thought we lost you there for a second. All right. The next one on here, Eric, is when is criticism justified? What are you talking about with this story?
That might be a little old, actually.
That's all right. We can still do it. It looks like it's
We were talking about... I think we already talked about it, because we were talking about how CD Projekt Red had a trailer for 2070 or whatever it was called.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we talked about it.
2077, or I think that's the number.
Yeah, I don't think we actually talked about it.
But, we did it off air, I think.
Yeah, an audio issue. I figured as much for the rest of the show. Yeah, it was Cyberpunk 2077, Eric. And
anyways, somebody made a tweet a long time ago. Responding, saying that the woman in the trailer looked sexist because of the way she looks.
Well, we've already went over all this shit. This is along the Gamergate type shit. I think you should have free reign to make any fucking game that you want, regardless if people feel it's sexist or not. But then you open yourself up to, your own criticism. So, you know. MXT says Asmodeus didn't pay the bill. Yeah. No, I definitely paid the bill, man. Sorry about the audio issues, guys. It's just, it is what it is. You know who I blame for this? I blame.
Wait, it was a developer of the Chinese Room who I think made the Amnesia games.
Yeah. No. They didn't make the Amnesia games. I know they're a developer. I don't know what games. I'm not sure that they did. Maybe I'm wrong, but this is the guy that's causing the issues for the show, guys.
No.
Yeah, it's Corey. I blame Corey Feldman and MXT and since they're not here, Breakman, and I blame Mug. So all four of those are in Legion. They're like the new Dark Avengers. Corey Feldman, Breakman, Mug. And who's the other person that I mentioned? All four of those guys. They're the ones. Blame them. Breakman, MXT, Corey Feldman, and Mug. So there you go. Dungeon Buster says, I thought the girl in the trailer was a playoff of the one in the original Cyberpunk Player's Guide from R. Talsorian. Yeah, see, I didn't get that from that game. But, you know, it was just...
Even if it was, would... The suggestion then be say, well, that's also sexist.
I mean, it technically is, but I don't know where all the hate comes from, because like when I look at like old D&D manuals, like the guys are always buff and ripped, and you know why?
Yeah,
is it,
but they're
women?
Being marketed towards men because it's supposed to be an idealization, not an exploitation.
Well, they exploit men too, man. I mean, it's not even
but not even nearly the same level. That's the problem.
I beg to differ, dude. I really beg to differ. All right. Then
I mean, I'm not going to get on a podium here and tell you all the things that do bother me about games, but I mean, I also do like free expression, but I'm not as deluded as some of these GG fucks are.
Well, I agree with you, Eric, for the most part. If it bothers you, just don't buy the game. That's the way that you can take care of that problem. You know what I mean? You can talk about it and not buy the game. Those are the two things you can do about it. And Dungeon Buster says, sexist or just confident? And then Dungeon Buster says, because she was written as a strong character in the fiction. Yeah. So it's all that Gamergate stuff, man. Like,
define strong. Does strong mean like strong character or physically strong?
Physical and mental, probably. I'm guessing it's both. But all right, Eric, let's move on because that's a loaded topic. What is this Nippon Kaiji thing, man?
This is old. This is about some cult in Japan who's actually kind of like the Tea Party, I guess. They're like ultra super conservative, and they want to go back to a time when Japan had the emperor as the supreme leader of the country.
So they basically want a dictatorship, basically.
And this is a video about how completely insane they are.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
And
that
they want to also, which means also going back to a time where they treat women even worse than they do today.
Yeah. How did those elections go, Eric? Do we know how they went?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I remember this story was coming out before they had this big election that was going to kind of determine that, you know. But I'd be curious to find out how that election went. But yeah, treat women worse is their motto, probably. All right, I'm not in favor of that. I hope the election went the other way in Japan. All right, Eric.
Bothers me that Shinzo Abe even took their prime minister seat at one point.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says about that character in 2077, her boyfriend was a band leader and she was a whiz kid when it came to coding and information tech. So he's giving a little background on the character. Mm. Welcome back, MXT. All right. Did we do 11-12 of the cognitive biases, Eric?
Yeah, there's like one more.
All right, let's do the last one. Get that out of the way so we can get rid of that too.
I think I accidentally closed my
That's right. I'll do it. It's the last one is anchoring effect, also known as the relativity trap. This is the tendency we have to compare and contrast only a limited set of vitamins.
Items.
It's called the anchoring effect because we tend to fixate on a value or number that in turn gets compared to everything else. The classic example is an item at the store that's on sale. We tend to see and value the difference in price, but not the overall price itself. This is why some restaurant menus feature very expensive entrees while also including more apparently reasonably priced ones. It's also why, when given a choice, we tend to pick the middle option. Not too expensive and not too cheap. So, yeah, I can see that one. I don't know how that relates to video games in any way, but maybe we look at like the Ultra Edition of games and the regular edition, and we make our choice that way. I guess that's how it could relate. All right, we're done with that, Eric. Misconceptions about bisexuality, Eric. What is this all about? This is also old.
I don't know. I'd have to read it again. It's so long.
There you go. Let me just go through the bullet points here and we'll talk about them. Bisexuality confuses me, so bisexuals must be confused. No, They're not confused, man. They're just bisexual. Bisexuals are just greedy. It's kind of like you want your cake and eat it too type thing, but that's bullshit.
It all stems from a fact that people seem to only understand sex in a binary where you're either straight or you're gay.
Yeah. No, there's all shades of gray. bisexuality is being equally attracted to men and women. That's not necessarily true. You could be slightly attracted.
It means being attracted to both, but it doesn't necessarily have to be equal.
Right. You could be more attracted to women than men or men than women. So there's all kinds of in-betweens there. Bi means two, so bisexuality is transphobic. That's absolutely not true.
Now these are the people some of the GGs would say, those are definitely racist people. But that's obvious.
Yeah.
It's like stupid. They're trying to use it as a cover for their own racism.
Bisexuals aren't queer, in quotes. Some of us are, but no, individual bisexual people needn't be, quote, queers. The gay and lesbian scene is full of bisexuals, many of whom know it would be socially awkward to come out about their true sexuality in a biphobic atmosphere. That's untrue. Why do we need a bi community? I don't think we need to go into that. Bisexuals can't be faithful. That's a bunch of bullshit.
You're assuming people want monogamous relationships, right, too.
Bisexuals have to date both men and women. That's also not true. If they're in a relationship, they're very, very happy with their mate. Bisexual. It's like any other relationship. You have problems.
If people can't wrap their head around it, it's like what? It's like my mom not understanding a video game. Yeah. Kind of.
Right. Bisexuals always alternate between the genders. That's not true either. Bisexuality is an easy option. That is absolutely not true. Bisexuality is all about being, quote, fluid. That's – come on. It's just a phase. How many times have you heard that, Eric? That being
the only time I've ever heard fluid that actually has a legitimate use is when it's referring to gender fluidity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay to spell it bisexuality, isn't it? I don't know what that one's about, but barsexuals are just teasing, not like proper bisexuals. So the people that get drunk in bars, I'm guessing that, you know. Bisexuals are plague dogs. That's in reference to HIV and AIDS. That's nonsense.
That's the whole gay people apparently have HIV thing.
Yeah. So just more of the same.
Because
so,
if you're bi, you're going to have sex with the same sex at some point. So you're going to have HIV. That's where the idea comes from.
That's such a fucking old school way of thinking, man.
I think it's funny that the name's called Plague Dog.
Dungeon Buster
just,
says
that's just amusing to me.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says, "How about that Wonder Woman news?" I have no idea what you're talking about.
Apparently, Wonder Woman in the latest storyline is going to be queer.
Well, good. Why not?
Yeah, and people are mad because, oh my God, the SJW agendas. No.
Yeah.
People don't have agendas. The people are trying to make characters more interesting so they can keep them alive.
Right. So people buy the magazines, actually. Rising cost of game development. There's no question. Games are becoming more and more expensive. That's just the cost of doing business. There's always rising cost, man. I think the real story is how do you cut cost in the time of rising cost?
And how do you not treat your consumers like shit stains?
Yeah. The extinction of religion. This is interesting. And there's a BBC article on it. It's funny because if you look at Christianity, I'm not going to even get into Islam, but if you look at Christianity, one of the most prevalent religions in the world right now, it borrows and takes from other religion. There's no question about it. From the resurrection of Jesus to, you know, a lot of things that happen in the Bible, like plagues and you know, a lot of the stories in there are borrowed from other religions that have all but died. You know what I mean? So how long it's going to last, who knows. But I know that there have been literally thousands and thousands of religions that have just died off, like the Greek gods. Nobody really truly believes in that nonsense anymore. Although I do find like Norse mythology and Greek mythology to be infinitely more interesting than Christianity. Although there's some good, you know, stories in the Bible that could make great movies. I just don't think it's anywhere near what we've seen with Greek mythology and Norse mythology and stuff like that. So what do you think, Eric? Is Christianity doomed to fail?
I think eventually. But I don't think it'll ever completely disappear. I think it will become fringe.
Yeah. Yeah. I think as soon as Corey Feldman did this, that's a downfall of religion.
I mean, how many thousands of years do you think ancient Egyptian gods survived before fell by the wayside?
Right, exactly.
I mean, it might take Christianity that long too.
Yeah, it might take 1,000 years. It's the same thing with Islam. There's no question in my mind. It might take longer from Islam. For Islam, because they're still so far behind.
In fact, I think Christianity's time is almost up.
Yeah. Weiland says he doesn't want to spend any more money, but that Forza screw-up is too good to pass up. Yeah, dude, just
jump on. I don't know if it's still active, but apparently it is, according to Weiland.
Yeah. So I've talked about this before, the extinction of religion, Eric. It's just a matter of time. Obviously not in our lifetimes, but you know, whether it's 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years from now,
I'd much rather make bets on which denomination of Christianity's will fall first.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. So yeah, there you go. All right, Eric. I don't think I have anything else unless you do.
No.
Yeah.
Short show.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a short show, which is fine. I got to do editing and get the show out and all that stuff anyways. But I do appreciate everybody showing up today. Wyland, MXT, Dungeon Buster, you guys.
I don't have to do food quiz because I ate before the show.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't have to worry about shooting any food.
Yeah, there you go. So I thought that was good, Eric. We got done with all of our previous you know, I know we did a really quick job on all of them, but it's good to like clear out the closet of old stuff.
I can't say spring cleaning, so fall cleaning.
Yeah, we did a fall cleaning of stuff that we wanted to get to. But all right, Eric, let's do our plugs and get the hell out of here.
You can find reviews I've done on web pages like totallygn.com, bostonbastardbrigade.com. My review of Come On Bukkake Ranch is up there now. and you can enjoy my summary of a rather mediocre eroge. Right. I didn't have a problem with the writing. The writing was actually good considering the medium, because it was kind of it was so bad it was good, but the gameplay is actually boring.
Hmm. All right. Anything else?
I mean, it's a visual novel, but the gameplay part of it is basically just being subject to a random number generator where you gather materials.
Yeah.
And there's actually bugs in the game that prevent some events from loading, and if you do a certain type of event too many times.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I got a real quick would you rather. You want me to do it, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather listen to this?
Never!
Or would you rather listen to Mug's harmonica? Eric, I'll let you.
The harmonica 100 times.
I think I would rather listen to this.
No. I'm not done with my books yet.
All right, I just want to do that would you rather real quick. All right, Eric, go ahead. What else?
You can also find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and if I ever get my blog updated, you can find me at apostagamer.com. Right. And you can also find me on Twitter at EricRPG. I don't know. Maybe I already said that, but there's also my YouTube channel, which is kind of in flux right now.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
If you really like Legend of Dragoon, if you wait a couple weeks, H.E. Bailey will be doing a run of it.
Oh, cool.
That's really hate cool. that game.
Yeah, it's not a cool, good game, but...
It's not a bad game, but it could have been so much better, and that's why I hate it so much, because it's a gigantic disappointment.
I think MXT loves that game, but... All right, my plugs are as follows. Follow us on Twitter, at RPGrinders. Make sure you give a shout out on there. If Freak Five, if you're listening, if you
I
had
to
some...
wonder what Sony's budget for that dev company was when they made that game, it somehow ended up looking a little bit worse than LaGaia.
Yeah,
and it wasn't nearly as interesting.
Yeah, Freak Five, if you're listening, if you had anything on the RP Grinders feed, we'll get to it next week. Or anybody else out there, if you tweeted us at RP Grinders, we will get to it next week for sure. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. Make sure you follow at @break_man. He wasn't here this week, but he will be back next week. Hopefully sporting his makeshift Von Miller jersey, which will be awesome. Let's see. Follow Mug at Moria Mug, MoryaMug on Twitter. What else, Eric? I think that's about it. I do want to make mention, I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it's really good. Luke Cage is on Netflix now, so make sure you check that out.
I think my biggest problem with Legend of Dragoon, other than its localization, which was awful, would probably have to be the fact that most of the game's budget seemed to went towards the conclusion to the game, because that's when the game finally decides to look good.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says he made it to the 4th CD in that game and just kind of stopped. He should replay it one day.
Because the final boss in that game looks like something out of Final Fantasy VIII rather than Final Fantasy VII, but uglier.
I remember everyone talking about it as Sony's Final Fantasy. The hype was unreal. Yeah, I remember that hype, man. Let's see. Anything else? Make sure you watch Stranger Things on Netflix. Jessica Jones, I heard, is really good. Daredevil's definitely good. I have seen both seasons of that, so make sure you watch that. There's so much good shit on Netflix, man. Netflix is doing it right. Other than that, I hope you guys have a good weekend. Stay safe out there. We want to see you back here next week. Do you have anything else, Eric?
Don't shoot the food.
Yeah, don't
you? And go watch Stranger Things if you have Netflix digital.
Yeah. And watch Daredevil, Wyland, for sure. Special thanks to Dungeon Buster, MXT, and Wyland. Thank you guys so much for joining the chat. We really appreciate it. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out.